You're with SBS Radio.
Fi bliet bħal Melbourne u Sydney, l-ikel Malti huwa komuni fejn hemm komunità Maltija kbira. Għalkemm l-ikel Malti llum huwa apprezzat minn komunitajiet u individwi li mhumiex Maltin u li dejjem jippruvaw l-ikel fl-Awstralja li ġabu magħhom il-ġnus differenti li jiffurmaw l-Awstralja kif nafuha llum. Imissa l-ikel Malti wasal ukoll fi Brisbane fejn il-komunità Maltija mhix daqshekk kbira. Grazzi għal l-inizjattiva ta' Joyce Vanderboot li meta kienet ċebba kun joma kien xikluna li ħasset li kella twassal l-ikel Malti fl-istat ta' Queensland. Jina tkellimt ma' Joyce Vanderboot dwar il-prodotti u l-ikel Malti li illum qed twassal fi Brisbane. Billi Joyce twildet u trabbit fl-Australia din l-intervista qed issir bl-Ingliż.
I grew up in Sydney, and of course in Sydney you can get Maltese food anywhere, and I remember we used to get pastizzi and ravioli and anything we wanted, but we moved up here after I got married, and then when my girls grew up I thought, you can't get any Maltese food up here at all, and I really missed it, and my other friends missed it too, so I thought, well, I'll start a small business and see how it goes. So that's really how Maltese food got started.
What was like with Maltese food when you were growing up? You were born in Australia, I believe.
Yes, I was born in Sydney and my two siblings were two. I was the first born of three. Of course, in Crown Street Women's Hospital, I think every Maltese person was born there in Sydney. Yeah, so we had, of course, mum's home cooking, and so we knew roast filfoin and, you know, macaroni filfoin and all the things that Maltese mothers make. And, of course, and the family, extended family, we had cousins and relatives nearby. So, and then, of course, we could buy pastits if we wanted from small stores in Sydney at that time. Very useful, and I missed it then, of course, after we moved up here, and I cooked it a little bit myself, of course, but to get a decent pastits is a lot of work, so we used to buy them.
Your parents came to Australia in the 60s, like most Maltese, is it?
Yeah, it was the 50s. Mum and Dad came over in 56. And I was born in 57, and they came from Humroon and Marissa. And, we settled in Willamaloo in Sydney, and there was a lot of Maltese around there at that time, and near Crown Street and around there. So, so we grew up in a Maltese household, of course, and then we went to English school. So that's how we learnt both languages.
Mm-hmm. Maltese food was available around Sydney in those days.
Yeah, it wasn't as available. We had people who used to make it from their home, I think, mainly the pastizzi. Of course, we had Gaitu's pastizzi. They were there later on. I think my parents maybe knew the original Gaitu Healy. And now, of course, their sons, Charlie and Joe, have taken over the business. They're still in Sydney, in Carramar. And I think in Newtown. So I actually stock Gaito's pastizzi because they are the best pastizzi. Everybody loves them and most people know them. Yes, I get it brought up from Sydney, and the Chibinid also is from Horsley Park. I get the Kinney from Sydney. I get the Dulcet from Zammit's in Sydney. And my biscuits from Sydney, a Maltese girl makes them. So yes, I bring everything because there's nothing up here. There's nowhere that you can... no one who produces Maltese food in Brisbane, so I have to freight everything up from Sydney. Yes, it's a small business. I do run it from home at the moment. I hope it, as it gets bigger, I'll be able to get some premises. But it's on the web as well, website, so I get orders through my website. I get orders through Facebook, and also being a member of the Maltese associations, people know me through that. We have two associations up here, one on the Gold Coast. It's run by Margaret Greemer and her husband Vic. And we have, of course, the Brisbane Maltese Association run by Lucy Stewart.
The Maltese community around Brisbane and Queensland, obviously it's not as big as Victoria and New South Wales, but do you find enough support and demand from the Maltese community?
Yeah, you're right. It's not a big, huge community and it's very spread out. Brisbane is one area. I also service the Gold Coast and the Sunshine Coast, Gold Coast south of Brisbane, Sunshine Coast, north of Brisbane. But yes, I do get orders from other places in Queensland too. It's very spread out. But yes, there is support. I don't just have Maltese customers. I have people who have been to Malta who love the food, or people who are married to a Maltese, or have Maltese in the family. So I have all sorts of people. The Australians love the pastitsi and ravioli as much as anybody else. I have a van now with Maltese food on the side too, and people say, I saw you going down the highway and we took your number down. So yes, I do deliver, or people come to my home to pick up, or I can put things in the post depending on what it is, or I have certain areas where I visit once a month and people will meet me at a meeting spot to pick up their products. And I hope to start an actual home delivery service soon as well.
You travel all around Brisbane?
Yes, I do. I drive all around Brisbane, and I go to the Gold Coast once a month, and I go to the Sunshine Coast twice a month, and I visit all sorts of places, West Brisbane, all sorts of places to try and meet up with people who want Maltese food to make it easier for them to get it. Otherwise, they're very welcome to come to my home by appointment to pick up their product.
I suppose pastitsi are the favourites.
Yes, pastitsi are the favourite. But people always say, we're so happy we found you. We can't believe there's someone in Brisbane doing this. Good on you for starting it. We're so happy that we found you. That's quite a common comment. And I've got some good reviews on my website. The fact that I do try to get it to people, and it's lovely to have all our traditional favourite foods in Brisbane. I also have ravioli. I have conserva, kini, Salset, Jabinet Talbzar. I have all the biscuits, Atalasel, Imaret, Biscuitini Talaus. I have Ubait, I have Ujata, rabbit seasoning. I try to get as many different products as I can in. They're the basic ones that people are always asking for. My website is www.maltesefoods, all one word with the S on the end, .com.au. My email address is info@maltesefoods.com.au, or you can text or call me on 0407 398 001. My Facebook page is called Maltese Foods, one word with the S on the end.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.